Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Sportsline, brought to you in part by AutoZone. Duralast batteries are proven tough and designed to stand up to even the most extreme weather conditions. Yes, with patented technology to deliver the most power during startup. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Sportsline also brought to you in part by Papa John's. Go online at papajohns.com. Enter the promo code BADGERS50, 50% off all online orders, or the day after the Bucks score 90 or more, which is pretty much every time they play, I would think, against the Lakers tonight. They're going to make that happen. So tomorrow, go online, Bucks 90, half off all online orders. Harry Sidney, Chris Hovel, Sportsline, Eric Fisher alongside from the WDUZ Fan Studios. A lot in the news memorabilia-wise, Harry. We're talking about Jordan Spieth, talking about quote-unquote scums who follow golfers around and try to pimp out kids and have them get multiple autographs and just the craziness of that. Tom Brady and his missing jersey and the value there. Brett Favre now, actually I think it's in my basement. He can't find his Super Bowl jersey from 96. Give me a call, Brett. We'll talk.
Just make sure the guys in suits don't show up.
Well, it's way beyond that, man. It's way beyond that. Good luck. Good luck. So all this in the news, and it's fairly compelling. Good stuff. I want to bring in right now from In the Game Sports Memorabilia in Appleton, Fox River Mall, Joe Decker. Joe, how are you doing today, man?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing excellent.
Doing outstanding. Outstanding.
Joe, I guess, first of all, our Twitter question of the day here, your most treasured, cherished, loved piece of memorabilia. I got to go to the source. I got to go to you. Actually, before I do, Chris Narrett, who you know very well, I mean, he has a Nitschke game-worn jersey that he said in his heart of hearts is his favorite, Joe Decker's favorite piece of memorabilia.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to get that jersey off of him.
Yeah, I know he wears it all the time. You're trying to literally get it off of Chris Narrett's back.
You know, it's kind of funny, actually, because, I mean, we do have, like, there's a 62 championship signed piece by the team that I really do like, but actually my favorite piece in the whole store would actually be a Blackhawks jersey signed by Chevy Chase from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Oh, you hit a lot of notes in that song, my friend. Wow. His name is Joe Decker, In the Game, Appleton Fox River Mall. Chevy Chase, does he have a legible autograph?
It's more legible than some, but it's still that whole symbol thing that seems to be the craze of the day now. So, but my favorite autographs, though, and signatures, by far, without a doubt, is Bart Starr and Jim Gattner. They just have a beautiful, beautiful signature.
Hank Aaron's not bad, and we were talking about one of our Twitter questions of the day, your favorite piece of memorabilia, and an autographed Hank Aaron baseball. I don't know what something like that is worth, but Hammer and Hank had a pretty nice autograph.
Yeah, I mean, they're going for about, between depending on what's on it, between $350 and $450 a piece.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's got a really nice signature, too. But, yeah, Bart Starr, I mean, there's just, you know, something very, you know, artistic and beautiful about it, and Jim Gattner, I mean, it's like textbook penmanship from grade school. I mean, every letter is just, like, perfectly written. So
that's Joe Decker, In the Game, Appleton Sports Memorabilia at the Fox River Mall. Join us here on Sportsline, Harry.
You know, with that, Joe, you know, there's a whole bunch of Tom Brady jersey, things like that. What would something like that run?
Well, probably, depending on the jersey itself like that, I mean, easily $1,000. We have an authentic signed helmet by him, and it's going for about $1,000 right now, and actually I think I just sold it. So.
Now, if let's say that jersey, and he signed that jersey.
Yeah. Oh, and then it's game worn. I mean,
yeah. What would that be? Well, for the right guy, what would that be?
I mean, it's really what the market would bear. I mean, I've heard, you know, people, like, you know, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for, you know, stuff like that being, you know, so it's really even hard to put a price on something like that.
What's the wackiest? Oh, I'm sorry. The wackiest item that you have?
We actually have some autographed pieces from the Karate Kid movie. Those are actually pretty fun. I just recently sold a picture that was signed by Mike Tyson, and it was a picture of the cast of The Hangover. We actually had a couple of those. They didn't stay in the store very long.
Visiting with Joe Decker, In the Game Sports Memorabilia in Appleton. you talk about security. I mean, we bring in the Texas Rangers to investigate. This is pretty big stuff, big business. How is business these days for you, Joe, and in terms of the Packers' success or maybe a little bit of a lack thereof, how much does it fluctuate? You got to roll with it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, for a while in the beginning of the season, you know, everybody was, you know, all excited for the season. So people were coming in buying their, you know, their memorabilia. Obviously, we had that six-game losing streak, and everybody kind of wrote off the, you know, wrote off the Packers, and you could really notice a difference, you know, in sales. Also, whoever is hot that week seems to sell the most, you know, after that winning field goal. Crosby jerseys were the hottest ticket on the you know, on the floor. So
isn't that something, the immediacy of it, Harry? I mean, it's like they don't wait, Joe. I mean, that's, they see them beat Dallas, and bam, they're knocking on your door the next day.
Like literally at the day after the game, by halfway through the game, people were halfway through the day, people were walking in the store right up to the jerseys, and I was like, let me guess, you're here to buy Crosby jerseys. It was like, yep, and I was like, we're all out. So yeah, I mean, it really is kind of funny how. You know, whoever's hot that day is, you know, sought after. And, you know, if he misses a field goal, you know, probably, you know, nobody, everybody's trying to sell their stuff. So,
right.
which item or whatever has surprised you the most? That you go, oh, this nobody, this no big deal. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they become this hot thing.
I'll tell you right now, the hottest and most sought after autograph right now is from Giannis, and I'll let you attempt to spell his last name or pronounce his last name. But Giannis from the Bucks, I mean, we can't keep anything of his in the store.
Wow.
Well, he's a star. I mean, he's an all-star. He's the face of that franchise right now. So Jabari Parker has a terrible knee injury, and I'm guessing his memorabilia bouncing back from the first one was going fairly strong, I would think, with the Bucks' popularity. What kind of a injury situation do you incur there where you got a bunch of Parker merchandise and people are going, oh, I don't know if I want a guy's jersey or whatever, if he may not ever play again?
You know, I think he is going to play, but it is, you know, definitely going to hurt sales as far as that goes. And we do have, you know, some of that stuff on sale currently. So, yeah, I mean, we will mark it down because, and it's not so much, you know, whether he's going to play or not, but, you know, but because they're not playing currently, they're not, you know, present in everybody's mind. So, you know, they won't, you know, be quite as sought after. You know, kind of like Eddie Lacy right now, too. You know, his
right.
Future's kind of, you know, uncertain. So, not a lot of people are buying it unless we put it on sale.
That's Joe Decker in the game, sports memorabilia in Appleton. Check him out at the Fox River Mall. Joining us here on Sportsline, Harry.
In your, you know, years of doing it, which jersey did you see fall the quickest? I mean, because you see guys in the newspaper do different things.
You're not old enough for Mandarich, I would think, although that probably fell out of favor.
I am old enough for Mandarich. I was definitely a Barry Sanders fan. You know, that's really a good question. You know, a lot of times, you know, as soon as somebody, like, leaves the team, you know, like Jared Abadaris, you know, great, great human being, you know, just class act all around. Now, as soon as he was no longer a Packer, obviously, that wasn't selling, but we still sell his stuff in a Milwaukee or Wisconsin Badger stuff like that too. But when they get traded like that, especially in these days, you know, as soon as they go, people don't, you know, really care. DeMarco Murray, you know, he was quite popular as soon as he left the Cowboys. You know, we had a really hard time selling any of his stuff after that too. So.
Hey, Joe, I don't know if this is fair or not, but I'll ask anyway, and you can either choose to respond or not. Your best and your worst deal you made ever. I mean, the deal that you, if you could take it back, like a pitcher who hangs a curve, you would have not no part of it.
Or this autograph that you just found that you didn't know, and it caught you a little bit, but all of a sudden, boom, you go, wow.
You know, Bart Starr, the price of him and people looking for his stuff, the prices are just, I guess that would be the biggest surprise. I mean, as far as the increase in price and availability, I don't know. You know, I don't think I've ever made a really bad deal.
man, I like that.
Well, you're still in business, Joe.
Yeah, I like that.
I got none to the contrary.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, the thing with Bart, is there any items that were from specifically his days as a head coach where he signed maybe a jacket that they wore, a sideline windbreaker, a cap? Or don't you really differentiate? Bart Starr, whether it was Bart's autograph, coach, player, doesn't matter.
I mean, content definitely does matter. Things like, like a signed ball cap isn't going to, be as desirable or fetch as good of a price as, like, say, a signed jersey or a helmet, of course, like that. But it usually goes, helmets, jerseys, and then footballs, canvases, pitchers, and then from there kind of, the odds and ends, type stuff like baseball caps or signed menus, things like that.
We were talking about Jordan Spieth earlier, and he had a little run-in with some autograph seekers who were, quote-unquote, professionals. And he just said he felt the need to tell them, look, I'm here for kids and trying to do the right thing, and, I don't want to see people making money off of my work. Your stance as a collector and an expert in the field, your thoughts on that?
I totally agree with him. What he said about, people profiting off of other people's success is exactly it. It is their time. People get upset because people, they don't want to sign autographs and stuff. If you can think about it, you're sitting out with your family trying to eat a dinner and you have, people coming up and, harassing you for autographs and
right.
stuff. So there's that. People are going out there and getting these autographs and then they, make hundreds of dollars off of them. And, if somebody was doing that to you, I would think that you'd probably want a little bit of a, the pie.
Writing a song and then hearing it on the radio and you're not getting a penny off it, but somebody else is getting rich off it. It could grind you that way. Although the autographs, you guys fill a niche for gifts, children who are sick in hospital. So there are a lot of good things that way out of it too. But
here's the problem, as a guy that, had some football cards, guys send you a sign them. And then one day a guy sent me this. This is how the network worked. One day a guy sends me this letter, sob story, I don't have a card. Could you just sign this piece of paper? So I signed this paper, and I put a card. So I signed the card and put him there, and,
Sure.
Did that. Next thing I know, I got letters from everywhere. Could you see, could you autograph one and send me? I'm like, what did you guys call everybody and say, okay, Harry sent you a card. Because he just sent a piece of paper. I said, I'll send him a card. Be nice.
Sure.
And I'm going, okay. Right. Got me.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
I learned.
That's the way it is, Joe. And I know you guys take safeguards in that. Authenticity. I'm guessing that you've got a really great eye for this stuff. But concerns, do you ever pause over it, or do you just stay away from stuff you're not quite sure of?
Oh, absolutely. With our store, we're actually a division of Waukesha Sports Cards, and, they've been in business a long time, and Rob, the owner, has, taken, a lot of effort to, make sure that everything that we have is, authentic, and, and your certificate of authenticity is, it's based on reputation, and so we're very, very careful about everything that, that comes through this store. I know at every signing, Rob witnesses every signature, things of that nature. And then there's some certificates of authenticity or companies out there that if you look online or, there's red flags all over the place. So you have to be careful about that stuff because our business is based on reputation, and if you can't trust somebody, people aren't going to come in and buy your stuff.
Last thing, Jordy Nelson, great comeback and all of that. I think there'd be a bounce back in the value of his stuff. But, I mean, as a rookie, and we were talking yesterday about, throwing a bouquet in light of Valentine's Day to a player or a person maybe in sports who you're really hard on and upset about. And Jordy Nelson's name came up. Trade out of the first round. You draft Jordy Nelson. Oh, I remember the griping and moaning because they didn't take Chad Jackson, who couldn't catch a cold out of Florida. I mean, the guy was ridiculous. So Nelson's, back in the day, I mean, Event USA player reception party, there'd be Jordy Nelson as a rookie before he was quote-unquote Jordy, but his autograph, the value from then rookie to now.
It's gone up quite a bit. Once again, too, last year with him being injured, surprising, he was kind of a little bit of an exception to the rule as far as, because, he is a very personable guy and well-liked. People were still buying his merchandise, but a lot less now. Of course, he had this really good year, and so he's been quite popular you know, in sales, not to mention the fact that, you know, we have been doing exclusive autograph signings with Jordy Nelson this year, too.
That's Joe Decker in the game, sports memorabilia in Appleton, Fox River Mall. I did know that, but I thought I'd lead you in. You set it up and you spiked it. Way to go. We're going to let you go, Joe, but I guess this is the last thing. Anything you want to share with our listeners again real quick before we call it a weekend?
Oh, you know, first of all, I just, you know, really, you know, want to appreciate you having me on the show. I'm a, you know, huge fan. I listen, you know, just about daily every chance I get. But yeah, you know, come check out our store. We're right in the main wing at the Fox River Mall, and, you know, we got some really good sales going on, and you know, we do a lot of benefits and charity things too as well. So if you got anything like that going on, please come in, and we'd be more than happy to help you out.
Excellent, Joe. Have a great weekend, my friend. We'll visit you down the road. Appreciate it. Great info.
All right, thanks so much. You guys have a great weekend.
Take care, Joe Decker in the game. Sportsman really, Harry Appleton, the Fox River Mall, and again, it's one of those guys that you have on and are professional through Waukesha Sports, and yeah, they take their business seriously. They have to. I mean, in that game, man, oh, man, the counterfeiting with the technology now on top of it. I mean, Brett Favre talking about back in the day, he could tell whether it was his or not. Bonita for sure could almost immediately. And now the way they can forge, it's nuts. We got to get to a break, Harry. Come back on the other side. Hey, let's talk a little golf about Tiger. Talk a little Charles Oakley. Hey, we could take some calls, get some comments from our listeners as well. You want to chime in, have your last parting shot before the weekend. Please do so. You'll see the Sports Line, Harry and Hovel here on the Fan.